start a series this week on being still. Being still. And the scripture tells us that there's a real deep understanding when we get our hearts in that place, you know. When we get our hearts into a place of quietness. And I don't think there's ever, and rest, yes. And I don't think there's ever been a time where we needed it more. I mean, there is so much confusion. I mean, Judy and I will sit and watch the news, you know, together. And they have three people talking now, or four, you know. You ever notice that? And she'll look at me, I said, did you understand what he said? And she says, no. And it's getting harder. Okay, let's watch Seinfeld. I mean, you just gotta kind of turn it off, I don't know. They expect us all to be on that level legally, and it's just beyond my understanding of how disconnected the government is from us. Did I say government? Oh, I shouldn't say it. I mean, just the disconnect, you know? We feel your pain. People that never put gas in their cars, they send somebody else, right? You know, Doug and I were talking. When it goes up like it has in the last week, anybody notice that? Why did that go up? I don't know. I feel that, okay? I feel that pain. How many else feel that pain? Yeah, and when you're traveling and going back and forth to work, I mean, but God feels your pain. Look at it. He says right here in Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and our strength. God is. I like that first part. I could sit and meditate on that for a while. You know, and that's how you meditate. You meditate on little tiny pieces. God is. Wow. God is. You know how many people want to refute that? God is, but he's not only just is, he is a refuge to us. He is our strength. He is a very present help. He is omnipresent. He is ever present, always there, no matter whether you feel him or not. He's in that waterfall, okay? He's in those blossoms. Everything is a reflection of him. But you have to enter in. He's in this worship this morning. You know, he's in your glorious faces that I see worshiping God. He's in, you know, especially little children. You know, beautiful little redhead children. Your hair is so pretty. You know that? Look at this. It's golden. Oh, my goodness. God's creation. I mean, it's just all around you. All around you. He's an ever-present help in the time of need. How many are in need? Oh, I need him so bad. It says, therefore, we will not fear. No fear. This is a no fear zone. Breaking news. This is a no fear zone. You know? Oh, my God. My goodness. Sorry to say, oh, my God. I can't. Maybe is that Sandy? Help me out.
Right.
Okay.
You're talking to God.
Oh, you know, God gave me a word a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And while you girls were gone, you know, on that little vacation you had, that spiritual vacation, there were a few people here, but I wanted to repeat the word because, you know, I love when God speaks, but we just don't blow it off, you know? We just don't blow it off. It says, let not your heart be troubled. And I know many of us feel the trouble of the times. They're troubled times. It says, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there's many mansions or room for all. Room for all. No room for fear. No room for doubt. And who's the mansion? You're the mansion. You're God's dwelling place. And there's no room for fear in your heart. You believe in God, it pushes out that fear. But you have to enter in. You have to get in that place consistently to push that out. You are the Father's house. Make room, make room. Make room. I want to enlarge this place in your heart. He wants to enlarge your hearts to receive more of his strength, more of his love, more of his grace. He wants to enlarge your heart, but he can't if it's full of fear. If it's full of fear and anxiety, you got to push it out. Push it out. It says spring is the time for renewal or house cleaning. Ooh, how many are doing that? House cleaning. It's time to clean out our hearts to make more room for His love, for His grace, for His peace. Not only in this place, but in this house. In this house, Oak River, He wants to make more room. More room for Him to bring others. And when we have gotten rid of the fear, the anxiety, He'll bring more in. He'll bring more in, and you'll be able to minister to them. Minister to them your hope and your dreams and your love. And that's what we're doing. It says, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me, that Holy Spirit, the Spirit within. See, we're a Spirit-filled church, and that's our identity. That's who we are. And it's not everybody's identity of churches all around us. You know, there's other churches that, you know, have other identities. But our identity is Spirit-filled. That's why we dance. That's why we laugh. That's why we sing. That's why we give words, prophetic words. Let not your heart be troubled. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. Wow, now here, I mean, they're speaking in broad terms here. You know, even that the earth be removed and be carried away in the midst of the sea. We're not at that point. Okay? That cataclysmic event, the sky is not falling. Okay? And we have to put that away. Though its waters roar and be troubled through the mountains, though the mountains shake and swell, there is a river. There is a river. There is a river. There is an Oak River. There is an Oak River. There is a Chagrin River. There is a river of God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad in the midst of all this, there is a river of God that you can drink from? Whew. I love it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. I was like trying to drink from the ocean, you know? It's like a fish swimming in the ocean, trying to drink from the ocean. Oh, there's more, there's more. Drink, 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 drink. There is a river that makes glad the city of our God. You are the city. When we talk about cities, we talk about people. People full of cities. Cities full of people. Full of people. They want to be filled with the joy, filled with the gladness, glad-hearted, even in the midst of the earth moving. Whew. Oh, my goodness. He's speaking in huge extremes, isn't he? Huge extremes. It's really sort of beyond, it really is beyond our understanding. It's more than we can really comprehend in this time. The source of our peace, our love, our joy. What are you so happy about? You know, that's irritating. Whew. I was talking to a girl in the grocery line at the Whole Foods I got to give the right plug here. I'll remember it as the story proceeds. So this girl, she's standing at the checkout line, and her name was Mercedes, okay? And I'm standing there, you know, I'm standing there looking at her name tag, and I see Mercy. That's all I see is Mercy. I just see that part of her name. And I said, do you know you have great mercy in your life? And she stepped back. She was like, what? You know? And I said, yeah, you're filled with mercy. I mean, you're a mercy giver. I said, what do you think of when you think of Mercedes? She says, luxury and richness. I said, you're rich in mercy. You are rich in mercy. I thrilled that girl's heart, I'm telling you. I mean, this old guy, you know what I mean? She was just pleased. You can bring that gladness. You can bring God into a place. You know, the mustard seed market, I told you. You could bring God into the mustard seed market right out of the chair. They're not throwing God out of any place. They didn't throw him out of the schools. No, he's still there because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. They didn't throw him out of the schools. Come on. I mean, you can pray at your desk, can't you? At your lunch, you could. I mean, they're not coming over. There's no Gestapo coming over there. You better not pray at your lunch, you know. No, God's still there. God's still there. We don't have to wring our hands. You know, he's omnipresent. You can't keep him out. Oh, where were we? Oh, we're back here. It says, the holy place, the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. You, Doug, Rhonda, God, you are the temple. God is in the midst of you. We shall not be moved. Whew. We shall not be moved. God shall help us. Just as at the break of dawn, the nations rage. Oh, my goodness. You're watching it all on TV. It's all on TV. The nations are raging. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Oh, I heard his voice this morning. As a voice of many waters. The Lord is of hosts is with us. Can you say amen? Are you sure? Are you absolutely fully persuaded? I am fully persuaded that God is with me in every circumstance. And he tested me. Did God test you? I was tested. How about that? I was tested. Oh my, are you here, God? Where are you, God? Does it smell like you? It smells like a hospital. What's that noise? Beep, beep, beep. As long as you keep hearing the beep, it's okay. Beep, beep, beep. The beep stops. You're in trouble. You know, or the beep gets fast. Beep, 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 beep. That happened to me. The beep, 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 beep. You know, they roll me down the, you know, out of the room into intensive care. You know, what's going on? What's going on? They don't like to tell you anything. You know, I mean, it's only you. But, oh, I feel like I was tested. Oh, my goodness. Oh, incredible. God is in the midst of us. We shall not be moved. Oh, the Lord is hope of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Wow. Okay, go down to verse 10. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Shut up. What? Be still and know. There is a knowing beyond the intellect. There's a knowing beyond our understanding. There's a knowing beyond our circumstances. When you're in those circumstances, you need to know. You know, need to have intimate understanding. That's what it means, intimate understanding of what God is up to. Be still and know. Be still and know. A deeper level of understanding, spiritual understanding. And it comes out of the secret place. It comes out of the heart. It comes out of this secret place that you hear from God. You're going to need this. You're going to need this. Girls, you're going to need this. Yeah, I mean, you're going to need this deeper wisdom. I know you're getting your great education, and it's wonderful. I'm glad to see you do that. But there's a deeper understanding that you're going to carry into that place, and you won't be freaking out, you know. They still use it, freaking out, you know. I mean, at that next test or circumstance or job interview, you can go in with that confidence, you know, knowing that you're on a journey and God's with you. That you're on a journey and God is with you every step of the way. Every step of the way. Everybody's on the journey. And we can't expect everybody to be where we're at because we're all different ages and you know, but you can bring that confidence to Mercedes, you know, out there, people out there. You can bring it. And it says there's a secret place. Solomon called this place the secret garden. How many read that book, The Secret Garden? Song of Solomon 8:13, it says, he who dwells in the garden. Now, what does a garden represent? Growth and beauty. Growth and beauty. He who dwells in the garden, the companions listen for your voice. Let me hear it. See, we need to be waiting on the Lord to hear that voice. And I brought my secret garden in today. You know, this is really that secret place for me every day. It's right here. It can be a chair. Ooh, I'm there. You know, I mean, it can be a chair. It could be your couch. You know, for many years, it was the front seat of my truck. You know, sit there, pull off, and just meditate on the Lord. I mean, it can be a park bench. It could be that rock I was sitting on this morning, looking at the waterfall, you know. It's a secret place. It's a secret place. It's that place where you get into to know. It says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. No matter what's going on. Now, we do this quite a bit in front of TV. You know, how many do that? I do as much as any of you, you know. And but, you know, this morning, when it's quiet, you have to get in that place. Before you hear all the confusion, you know, you have to get in a place that drowns out all the confusion and all the noise of the world. If you want to hear his voice, hear that he loves you, hear that confidence, you know. Jesus says it this way. He says, consider the lilies of the field. That's why I brought the flowers this morning. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Consider the lilies of the field. You know, when we look at his creation, we see him. It's a reflection. It says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. And at this time, they're all around us, aren't they? They're just all around us. The blossoms, did you ever see how beautiful they are? I had this one tree that had such beautiful blossoms, and week was over. And it says that, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. You don't have to work this up, folks. You know, you don't really have to work this up. This resting in him, this confidence, this spiritual growth, this maturity. It's not about, like I said, how many verses you read. I mean, if you read a quarter of a verse, you know, God is. God is. It says, neither will, it says, they toil or spin. And yet I say to thee that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. How much more will he care for you? Whew. Here, Sandy, pass these around so people can just look at them. I mean, just look how could we deny the existence of God? That's just one blossom. They're irises, you know. Beautiful spring flower. It says, be still and know. Be still and know. Jesus knows exactly what we need, doesn't he? He knows exactly what we need to rest in him. To rest in him. Look over in Colossians. Colossians. We make it so hard. We kind of make it difficult for ourselves. And then we make it difficult for others if we don't have the right heart towards how God wants to communicate towards us and be near us. It says in verse 26 of chapter 1, it says, the mystery. The mystery. Now, that word mystery is a word mysterion, which means to shut the mouth. Whew. If you look it up in the Greek, it means to shut the mouth. Or a secret, a spiritual secret. Well, how do we connect with a spiritual secret? Not in a conventional way. I mean, it's not like book learning. And like I said, you know, our young people are all immersed in book learning and finding out things. But this is a spiritual understanding. This is spiritual understanding. And he tells us how to do it. He says, enter in. When you pray, enter into what? Your secret place. Here it is, right here. I mean, you don't have to go on a vacation. You can do it on vacation. You know, I'd love to do it at the beach. Woo, get up in the morning, do it at the beach, hear the waves roll in. Oh, my goodness. But it's not about asking for anything. It's just about being with him. A deeper understanding, just being with him. And I know some of you, your lives are so chaotic and so busy and so active. But if you want to carry that peace, that joy, oh, carry that love, you know, you need to get into that place. Enter in. And when you enter in, what? Close the door. Close the door. Don't call your prayer partner. Okay? Don't call the intercessors. That's a whole different kind of prayer. You know, enter in and close the door to that place, to that, just that secret place, that place of divine encounter. We call it divine. I love that stuff. I'm made for that kind of stuff. You know, I'm a very social person. I talk to everybody, especially the older I get. And I don't know, somehow the barriers come down when you get older. You're not afraid of looking like a fool or being, you know what I mean? You got nothing to lose. You know what I mean? You're not trying to, you know. So you got to get to that place, you know, where you enter in, you close the door. Because you want to hear from God. Because when you go out there, you want to be able to hear from God. You know, be able to do what he's called you to do. It says, enter in. It says, the mystery of this that's been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. I said, some people live outside of the mystery. They live outside of the mystery. They're Christians, but they never enter in. Then there's people that live in the mystery. They intentionally enter into that secret place to find more about his love, to find more about his grace. And it's going to change you. I'm telling you, it is going to transform you more than all the spiritual activity that you ever do. If you can do this there's only one way you can do it wrong, is not do it. That's only one way you can do it wrong. Not do it. But Dave, I don't have time for this. But you love God, don't you? You love God. You want to hear from God. You want to know God more. You want less fear, more confidence. This is the way. We're going to work on this all month. The secret place. Entering into stillness and rest. When everybody's just rattling off all they know and getting paid to do it. Or all they don't know. Their opinion, you know, their political persuasion. And we sit there and we just take it all in. Take it all in. Take it all in. Take it all in. And what happens? Nothing. We don't get anything out of it. Nothing. This is so valuable. This is so incredible. This is so wonder. The secret. What do we want? The secret what? The secret of the kingdom. The mystery of the kingdom. The mystery of Christ in us. It's no longer I that live it, but Christ lives in me. Oh, I want to get in touch with that. I want to get in touch with that. Whew. The mystery of his will. Pastor, what's the will of God for my life? Yikes, I can hardly find my own, you know what I mean? You're asking me? What, isn't he talking to you? I mean, you know, you got to get in that place. The mystery of what's his will for my life? What is the will? You're on a journey. You want to make the right turns. You want to stay out of the ditches, don't you? Oh, the mystery of what? His love. I don't get it. God, I'm so undeserving. I'm so bad. But you love me. You love me. You love me. He never reminds me of how bad I am. Only my wife does. On a regular basis. You know. I mean, the mystery of his love, the mystery of gladness. Oh, what are you so happy about? What are you so joyful about? The mystery of iniquity. I mean, we have iniquity all around us, sin all around us. It's a mystery that he loves us while we are yet sinners and doesn't change his mind. Whew. Do I need to get in that place? Oh boy, let me run back over here. Because I was going in another area. You know, I got to get back. I got to get centered. Whew. Oh, Lord. And then you can start praying for people. Yeah. You can, instead of criticizing. God will just bring people up in your heart, you know. Oh, the ones that need healing. The ones that, you know, need deliverance. The one that need more love. The one that, you know, but you get in that place. That secret garden. Oh, that dwelling place. What? The mystery of his grace. It's a mystery. It is, grace is such a mystery, people want to argue about it. They want to refute it. Well, I don't want any of that greasy grace. You're going a little too far now, you know. I said, what is greasy grace? I mean, you're Italian. Do you know what that means? No idea. Is it like gravy or, you know what I mean? What is that stuff? I said, is there really greasy grace? Can you go too far? Everybody's an individual. You have to get in that place, you know. Have my kids gone too far? Oh boy, don't take me there, you know. Has my, you know, one step over the line, sweet Jesus? I mean, what? It's just we have to get in that place that they're finding out. Be still and know. Now the word still is a derivative of the word Rapha and means to heal. Do you know that? To bring wholeness. When you get in that place, I mean, I want to pray for you for wholeness. I love that. I love to pray for people for wholeness. But you can enter into that place and be healed right in that chair. You and God. You and God. And what happens in that chair? What happens in that chair? I gotta read this to you. This was in my devotions the other day. It's called Lighting Up. Light me up. We sang it this morning. Isn't it something? We sang it this morning. So, the moment when a baby and a parent are mirroring each other or gazing each other. When you smile at your child, Megan knows how it is. When you look at Lily, you know, it's called mirroring. Yeah, you get it, right. It says, when they look at each other. This is similar to what happens in the exchange of the divine and human. Wow. This is what happens in that place. I mean, it's just not wasted time. It's just not, you know, this is what happens. There's an exchange that takes place between divine and human. When God gazes at us and we gaze at God, we light up. And God lights up with joy. Whew. Yes, Kevin. Oh, yes. Oh, when you smile at God, you know he's smiling back at you. You know that you, I don't care, you know, what you've done or what kind of hypocrite you've been, you know, you know, whatever. I mean, when you smile, when you get in that place, I want to be known for this, okay? Smiling at God. And no, he's smiling back at you. Sandy called it beholding, didn't you? Beholding, gazing. There's a divine exchange that lights us up. That lights us up. It says, recognized by the one that God created in his own image and likeness for the very sake of this recognition. It is a state of emotional and intimate communion. Whew. Wow, a tender recognition of oneness that we might rest in it, resting silently in this communion, in each other, as each other, through each other, beyond each other, in this endless interconnectedness of life and love. Wow, that's what happens. You don't want to miss that. Not for the evening news, not for the best show on TV. I mean, that time it takes just, and you know what happens in that place? You become as a little child. You know, Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you're not going to enter into the kingdom. We say, well, that's a one-time thing. You know, I did that. I got born again. You know, now I'm a little child. But then we quickly move from that place to being mature.
an adult, to knowing the stuff, to doing the stuff. No, we got to enter into that childhood day after day after day, be recognized again as a child of God to know what's going on in the kingdom. See, we're missing that part. We're missing that part of recognition. We're missing that part of innocence and becoming. We become critical and cynical and angry and frustrated with all those around us. And we need to enter in on a regular basis and become as a little child. God loves me. Father, I'm a child of God. Whew. And we wouldn't think this is deep at all. But it's deep calling unto deep. Come, sit with me a while. Come to that garden. Come to that garden. Come to that place. And I'm not saying you have to do it for 20 minutes. I'm not saying you have to do it for a half hour. If you did it for 5 minutes, if you start with 5 minutes a day, when you start getting frazzled, when you start getting afraid, when you start getting angry, find that place. Find that place. I'm telling you, it's really going to change your life. It's gonna help you. It's gonna help you get into that place that you've never been. It says the mystery, enter into the mystery. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of his glory, the mystery among us, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, I want to get in touch with that mystery. Christ in us. He's not out there somewhere. He's not over here. He's right here, closer than you think. Oh, now I'm looking for a volunteer. Do we have a volunteer? Yes, come on, Teresa. Come sit in this chair. Just come sit in this secret garden, in this secret place. Just sit down. Okay, just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. I'm going to read that. When God gazes at us and we gaze at God, we light up. We light up and he lights up with joy. Oh, I feel the joy. I just feel the joy. Whew. Lights up with joy, recognized by the one that God created in his own image and likeness. His own image and likeness, for the very sake of this recognition. It is a state of emotional and intimate communion. Wow. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Ooh. Oh. Now you can just stay there. You know, I created this overhead years ago as I taught this class at the House of Prayer. And I think we have a copy of it up there. And I put some on the back. It says, silence is needed. Silence is needed. You don't know how much we need it until you get in it. Can you be quiet long enough for God to break through? You know, it's easier for God to hit a stationary target. You know, I'm telling you, when you're running around and you're all frazzled and everything, we miss so much. Be still and know. Teach me to be quiet. Like I said, start with a few minutes. Just start with a few minutes. I mean, just begin right at that place, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and tell your body, shut up. You know, you have to tell your body, because your body is not your friend in this situation. Your mind is not your friend. And let the thoughts come and go back to that word, be still, or God is. God is. Restore order to your life through silence. I mean, you can reorder your life. You know, you're running from thing to thing and there's so much going on. God will give you a priority. God will set your priority. Reset your inner clock. It says restore revelation to your life through silence. There's some things you're never going to get from God without being still. And he wants to tell you so much stuff. He wants to reveal so much to you. You just need to be still. It says, restore hearing to your life through silence. There's an inner hearing, a deeper hearing for your family, for your children, for all those out there. It says, restore privacy to your life through silence. And when you pray, enter in and close the door. We need privacy. With all the technology we have and all those connectedness we have, we need privacy. I think they're telling us that on the internet, right? We need privacy. It says, restore intimacy to your life through silence. Be still and know. Intimacy with the Lord. We're so casual in our relationships. We need intimacy with God to know and understand, to be deep with other people. It says, silence is golden. Who said that? Does anybody know who said that? Silence is golden. If you're a parent, you know it's true. You know, it says, restore beauty to your life through silence. There is a beauty realm, folks. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. That's the beauty realm. The throne room revelation. Oh, that's a place in Revelation to meditate on. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. Close your eyes. See the Lord. See the Lord smiling at you. And his hair was white as wool. Wow. And we're going to explore this, aren't we, Sandy? Oh, you're going there already, right? She's ready. She's ready. It says, restore beauty to your life. It's so beautiful. Restore simplicity. This is the simplest thing you can. It's not, you don't have to buy this book or buy this CD or go to this place or get on a cruise or all these things. It's simple. It's easy. Even a child could do it. I wish they taught it in school. Whew. It's called nap time. Yeah. You know, nap time. It says, restore your soul. He restores our soul, doesn't he? Restore your soul. Restore mystery. You know, I love the mystery. I love the stuff I don't know yet. And I'm after it. Oh, God, reveal it to me. The mystery of your love. The mystery of your will. The mystery of your will. Oh my goodness, that is so, that is so hard. The mystery, and all things work for good to those who, you know, I mean, how does that work? Whew, Sandy, I mean, you know, you could do a message on it. Oh yeah, you have, that's right. Oh my goodness, it says, be still and know, be still and know. Restore understanding to your life through silence. Restore peace to your life. Let's end in my favorite psalm, Psalm 91, which is really a, and don't move, stay in that place. And you do, you get that silly looking grin on your face when you sit there. I'm telling you. Ooh, somebody take her picture. Somebody take her picture so she can know. Psalm 91, it says, he who dwells or takes up residence, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. That means you are overshadowed. You are overshadowed by God's love, by God's strength. No matter what's raging out there, in silence, in this secret place, his love is flowing. His love is flowing. I will say of the Lord, say it. He is my refuge. Let's say it together. He is my refuge. I will say to the Lord, he is my strength. He is my strength. May God, my God, in him will I trust. I will trust in him. That's sometimes what your mantra will be in your chair. I trust in you. I trust in you. Then all the thoughts come. All the thoughts come. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. Let them come. Let them come and evaporate. I trust you, Lord. Let them have that last word. You know, let that last word. It says, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers. Do you know that's the mother heart of God? Like a hen covers his chicks. He didn't want, God's nature is feminine and masculine. He's like a mother hen that wants to cover you and protect you. Get in that place. Get in that place, huh? on a regular basis. Under his wings, you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid. You shall not be afraid. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, of the breaking news. You know, you shall not be afraid, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Whew. How many want to get to this place? How many want to get to this place of spiritual understanding? Oh my gosh, you have to get there. Yes, thank you, Kathy. Yes, I see that hand. I see that hand. Let's all close our eyes. Whew. You know, there doesn't have to be special music. There doesn't have to be, even sometimes when people are talking, it's you being still, not them. Even when there's outside noise, it's you being still. It's not the outside influences. It helps to be quiet, in a quiet place. But when you can't get to that waterfall, you know, get to that place before you go into work in the front seat of your car. You know, get to that place. Get to that place where the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.